surprises me, but they have played very well down the stretch. Should be a great game. We've seen Portland St. Patrick hang tough with North Huron, pull away at the end. We know they're a good team. Paul, you might disagree with me, but I think Crystal Falls Forest Park has enough to win again this
year. I don't disagree with you, because the North Huron Warriors were able to stay within a score into the fourth quarter against Portland St. Patrick. Plain and simple, Crystal Falls Forest Park is an eight-player blue blood in this state. And before that, they were an 11-player blue blood with the state championship. They play an extremely tough schedule. Honestly, I don't even know if this game is going to be close. I think the second game today is going to be a blowout. Forest Park wins and are out.
And moving on to the Division 7 football, Coamo Westphalia, who took out the Lakers last week, they're taking on Lake City in Clair, Michigan today at 1 p.m. And then Division 8 last night in the Superior Dome here, Sagan Novell took out West Iron County 17-14, kicked a field goal in the second half. That was the difference maker, 17-14. So Novell moves on to the state championship. Novell, a team that came back and beat Harbor Beach by 1 point in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's a bitter one if you're a Harbor Beach fan to hear about, because you know that how well you played against that Novell team, and you were up 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. That could be you going to Ford Field next week. So Harbor Beach is a bitter one for them to swallow today.
Right, unless they needed a field goal, then they would have been in trouble. But I certainly agree with you. I think Harbor Beach has good a chance to get past that Saginaw Novell team. They could have been the ones going to Ford Field next week. But nonetheless, Saginaw Novell pulls it out. And then back to the Powamo Westphalia game. I don't know a ton about Lake City, but what I do know is Powamo Westphalia had it on cruise control last week. You didn't even see the depth of their playbook. I think they're going to win that game.
I agree, Dave. And what we saw in full effect from Powamo Westphalia was their defense. That was a Lakers team that in the regular season was averaging 40 points a game and could manage no points against that defense. Through the regional round now, Powamo was giving up less than 7 points a game, less than a touchdown a game. I don't see how Lake City is going to be able to win this game. Powamo all day with that defense.
It's time for a short break. Kickoff in 27 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll take a look at the Central Lake Ellsworth Trojans right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Hey, Jim, can we stop into Thumb Cell real quick? We're right here.
Yeah, man, but hurry up. Come on, we got a lot of places to go before our Christmas shopping's done.
Don't worry. It'll only take a second. I just want to pre-order my iPhone 10 and sign up to win the free iPad again.
Hold on. Win an iPad? How do I get in on that?
Just come in with me and sign up. They're going to give one away at each office of Thumb Cell in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
Ah, but I'm not a Thumb Cell subscriber. Can I still sign up?
Yeah, of course. And if you want to switch your cell service, now's the time to do it. With Thumb Cell's Christmas deal, you get 50 gigs of bonus data, awesome discounts on any smartphone, and a chance to save even more money with their scratch-in save cards.
Oh, my contract is up at the end of the month, and my wife would love a new Thumb Cell phone for Christmas.
Yeah, and also if you...
All right, I get it. I'm signing up today. Now hurry up. Let's get in there before everyone else takes the best phones.
Let's do this. I got an iPad to win.
No purchase necessary to win. Terms of service apply.
From Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Sam and Brian.
All of us at Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky would like to congratulate the Deckerville Eagles on another tremendous season.
We here at Graff work every day to earn your business and offer quality vehicles at a great price. And even more importantly, superior service after the sale.
This month, you can enjoy savings of up to $13,800 on remaining 17 Chevys on the lot.
Take 20% off all remaining 2017 Malibu, Cruze, and Trax models as well.
And if you currently have points on your GM card, you can save even more on top of that 20%.
Don't qualify for GM employee pricing? No worries. Everyone this month qualifies for this on every 2017 Chevy here at Graff.
And that means you can save thousands on your new Chevy car, truck, or SUV.
If you haven't been to our used lot, give us a shot. We will save you time and money and get you into a quality vehicle.
Stop into Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky today. And one more thing.
Go Eagles!
Apse Funeral Home of Deckerville has helped area families to connect and to honor and remember loved ones for almost 4 decades. Services include many opportunities for families to learn, share, and remember. They offer both free advanced planning guidance and 24/7 online grief support. Their website features a straightforward discussion of cremation and burial options and a frank look at bait-and-switch cremation price advertising. APSI Funeral Home of Deckerville proudly supports the entire community and wishes the Deckerville Eagles the best of luck in today's championship game.
Some people leave high school sports officiating when their children begin to play. Some get the opportunity to move on to higher levels of a sport. If you were once in the high school officiating family, we want you back in the game, and it's easy to get started. To learn more, visit the officials page of the MHSAA website. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Santa could bring you another totally awesome fidget spinner.
Oh, thanks. I've always wanted another one.
Or imagine unwrapping the fun of a vintage bottle of melted snowman.
Oh, and a twist-off cap.
Or Christmas could mean a stocking full of mistletoes.
Ooh.
But not this year. This is the season Thumb Cellular ignites holiday fun with your chance to unwrap a free iPad. An iPad is being given away at each Thumb Cellular location. Enter to win in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. But here's a classified inside tip. Do not let them know you heard this on a radio. To improve your chances to win, register every day at each of the Thumb Cellular locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. No purchase necessary. Terms of service apply.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network's presentation of the 8-player Division I State Championship from Marquette, Michigan, here in the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan, on the campus of Northern Michigan. It's the Deckerville Eagles taking on the Central Lake Ellsworth Trojans. And the field of 8-player teams in the state of Michigan continues to grow, and one of those new additions in 2017 are the Central Lake Trojans. They entered today's state championship at a perfect 12-0 on the season. Every one of them a double-digit victory, and just once has Central Lake scored less than 40 points. That was a mere 36 against Misek. Head coach Rob Heek has his team of 15 Trojans rolling this year.
He sure has. He's been the head coach since 2010. He holds a 47-33 record. They went just 2-7 last year, but were in the playoffs 2 years prior to that. And a name you might find familiar, he took over for head coach Adam Grybauskas, who coached for Lakers, when he left in 2010.
With just 8 players on either side of the ball, 8-player football relies heavily on the open space, resulting in some big plays throughout the game. Under center and also under shotgun is a dual-threat senior quarterback in Gavin Mortensen.
Yeah, you'll hear his name a lot on the season. He's a 1,000-yard rusher, 12 TDs. He's over 700 yards passing with 18 more TDs. And just an example, against Sutton's Bay, he had 130 yards on the ground with 2 scores and 180 yards passing with 4 more scores to boot.
Mortensen is not alone in the backfield, as he has 2 big rushers either behind him or next to him, depending on the formation they are in. Last week, as multiple inches of snow fell during Central Lake's game against Stevenson, Skyler Spangler and Grant Papineau rushed for a combined 434 yards and 6 touchdowns.
These two are special running backs, both juniors. Spangler against Stevenson had 25 carries, 193 yards, and 2 scores. Papineau, more of the fullback, he had 30 carries against Stevenson for 240 yards and 4 scores. These two guys carried the ball 55 times in that game against Stevenson.
The defense of Central Lake has been strong, but at the same time, nothing to write home about. They've given up as many as 38 points and haven't held an opponent under 2 touchdowns yet this season. The Trojans have been allowing 22.3 points per game this season on defense.
And Sutton's Bay against Central Lake threw for 265 yards and a score in the regional game. Papineau was the leading tackler in that game with 9, and the other guy on defense you'll hear a lot, Noah Newton, 8 tackles and recovered a fumble in that game against Sutton's Bay.
This year marks the first playoff victory since 2014 for Central League, the first time since 2007 that Central League has won multiple playoff games in a season, and the first time ever making it past the regional championship. 15 players are on the Trojan roster, with just three seniors. Kickoff of Deckerville and Central League is in 20 minutes right here on the WNW Sports Network. When we return, we'll take a look at your Deckerville Eagles on Sports Radio 102.1.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated, so working with a local ag